It is 9:50 and Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is kicking off, if you can believe it, its 145th season this week with an outdoor concert at Forest Park. Work continues on its longtime home, Powell Hall. The two-year renovation of Powell has forced the orchestra to use several different venues for the past year, and they'll be doing the same thing this season. So joining us right now to talk about the renovations, the season, the annual Forest Park concert is Jennifer Humphreys, who is a cellist for the orchestra.
Good morning.
And also Eric Dundon, who is the orchestra's public relations director.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You know, this has been a massive project. I don't have to tell you this. I'm thinking just of the logistics alone of having to do two seasons in various other places. And I'll just start with you, Jennifer, because there's a lot of musicians with a lot of things and a lot of different venues. How has it all gone for the past season?
You know, I think from my perspective, it's gone incredibly smoothly. I know I'm involved in maybe 10% of the logistics that have to go on to make this all work. Our staff had to find new offices. They had to rent spaces for all our equipment for the stage crew. Normally in Powell, the percussion and the harp and a lot of the other like basses can leave their instruments there, but now we have to move those. So it's been a huge undertaking, but I think it's been going extremely well. It's been a real privilege, actually, to get to play in these other venues, to get to know a different acoustic. I think it's made us a better ensemble to hear each other in different acoustical spaces and then to be closer to some of our audience members that live in different parts of the city.
Yeah, I got to see the symphony at Stiefel Theater, which was fun.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm not used to being here, but this is cool. Eric, I'm just going to ask you if you could real quickly kind of give us the rundown of what is changing, because I know people have probably heard there's construction at Powell Hall, but they may not really fully grasp the complexity of the project.
Sure. So just so that your audiences are aware, Powell Hall is going to turn 100 years old next year. So it's an old building. It's a building that's been listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And what the project does is renovate and preserve this icon of the city. We're keeping everything that you love. So the beautiful chandeliers, the red velvet, the wonderful acoustic, that is all going to stay the same. But what the project does is it adds 64,000 square feet of space to the south and east of the existing hall, and that'll add audience services, a new lobby, more gathering spaces, particularly important for women, almost double the amount of restroom stalls.
Yay!
Yes. So, you know, all of these things that are going to improve the audience experience. And the other thing that I want to mention is that there's going to be a new education and learning center that's home to that part of the SLSO's portfolio. We reach 430,000 students and teachers across the world every year. And then there's also a new backstage wing for our artists that will maintain St. Louis as an international destination for orchestral performances.
Jennifer, do you know if there's any cool new spaces for musicians to hang out and practice? I don't imagine it was like that in the old hall.
There wasn't much there. No, we were kind of crammed in there. And to get from one side of backstage to the other, you would either have to go through the boiler room or this kind of 3-foot wide walkway where you ducked under an HVAC unit. And if you weren't
very glamorous,
paying attention, you could really end up with, some scars on your head. So it definitely will be an improvement on that front. We'll have some actual dressing rooms. I think we'll have some rehearsal spaces, better storage for our instruments. So we're very much looking forward to be back.
It's amazing to say 145th season. Are we the second oldest symphony?
Yeah,
is that right?
That's right.
So congratulations on that. That is amazing. How do you kick off a 145th season? Are we doing anything special this year?
You know, I think the Free Forest Park concert this Thursday is a really fitting way to start all of our seasons. So if you've never been, this is a free concert that the orchestra gives on Art Hill in Forest Park, completely free, no tickets required. And I think it's a really wonderful opportunity to share music with our community. Our music director likes to say that music is the shortest path from one heart to another. So it is a really fun opportunity to just share in the live experience of music. There's not really a good replication for that live experience. And so that's a great way that we kick off our season every year.
Jennifer, what is it like to be a member of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra? Because I've talked to other musicians around the world, and I don't know if people in St. Louis quite realize the reputation this symphony has in other places.
It's definitely a destination orchestra if you want to be a classical musician. It's one of the finest orchestras I've ever played in, and I've played all over the world. And the people are just so nice. All my colleagues are extremely friendly, and we take great pride in the artistic product that we want to bring to this city.
When did you start playing the cello?
I started when I was 6 years old after seeing Yo-Yo Ma play on an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
He was just in town not too long ago.
I know. He was here for his son's film, and I got to play with him over the summer, at a music festival I was performing in. So he's just such a joyful, genuinely, you know, loving person. And so even, you know, when I was a kid watching him through the TV, that came across to me, and I just said, I want to do what he's doing.
Did you play for another symphony before here?
I've played in several different. St. Louis is my, I started with the Charlotte Symphony in North Carolina, and I've kind of bounced around the Southwest a little bit, or Southeast a little bit. But this feels like home. I really want to stay here.
Excellent. Eric, when should we look forward? Which season will everything be done? And I realize with construction projects, you can only ballpark it, but what's the expectation?
Yeah, the expectation is that Powell Hall will reopen next September, so about a year from now, for the start of our 146th season, and also the centennial of Powell Hall. So it's the building will be 100 years old and will look much the same, but we'll have some wonderful improvements to go with it. But in the meantime, we have a full season ahead of us. We have performances at the Two Hill, at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, at Stiefel, at some other venues, and we haven't really taken any sort of break with the orchestra's schedule. They have a full slate, a wide variety of performances, so we hope that anybody can come and check out some of what we have to offer throughout this season.
SLSO.org, correct?
Yes.
All right. And Thursday, Forest Park, where exactly and what time?
This is going to be on Art Hill. The concert starts at 7 p.m., but we really encourage people to arrive as early as possible. This is a very popular event. It draws about 20,000 people. So parking can get a little tricky. We encourage that you try to arrive at least an hour in advance. We have food trucks starting at 5 o'clock, a family fun zone at 6, and the concert begins at 7, concluding at around 8:30 with a fireworks display.
Excellent. That is Eric Dundon. He's the public relations director with the symphony, and Jennifer Humphreys, who is the cellist. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.